Slovakia's news channels have been dominated by one story this week, news that Marian Kočner, a well-known and well-connected businessman, is among four people formally charged with the murder of Jan Kuciak and his fiancée Martina Kušnírová. Mr. Kočner, who denies any wrongdoing, is accused of ordering the killings. Three alleged accomplices are accused of organizing them and carrying them out, including a former policeman who's confessed to pulling the trigger. A fifth person, who appears to have been a middleman, has entered a plea bargain in exchange for information on the plot. Since the arrests, we've learnt a great deal about how the murders were organised. We know who drove the Citroen Berlingo car and who pulled the trigger on the Luger revolver. We know Kuciak's fiancée was shot first with a single bullet to the forehead. But we've also learnt, thanks to thousands of text messages downloaded from a mobile phone seized from Marian Kočner, the extent of high-level corruption in Slovakia. Pavla Holcová is a Czech investigative journalist who worked closely with Jan Kuciak on a number of stories.
Closely watching Slovakia these days, well, not these days, last 2 years, it's kind of a perfect case study. It's very sad to see it, but we have more and more proofs, and it's coming up and popping up every day that actually Slovakia was mafia state. You know, when we talk carefully about state capture in Slovakia, we were too modest. And much more, it was mafia state run by a group of powerful businessmen. You know, some of the brave journalists or people from think tanks, they were, you know, carefully discussing that there may be such an option, but they never had a proof. Now we even have, like, hardcore evidence that it was happening.
One of the most remarkable things about the murder of Jan Kuciak is that he wasn't meeting gangland figures in dark alleys late at night or knocking on people's doors. He was mostly sitting at his laptop, poring over documents that were mostly publicly available, contracts, tenders, statements from the authorities. And when they weren't, he'd call the official body concerned and make a Freedom of Information request. Jan's former boss at the news server Actuality SK, Petr Bardi, says journalists now face an unprecedented threat to their safety.
This is the reason why we have to protect not only journalists who are knocking on doors and who are ringing with bells. We have to protect also analytics, also people who work with data inside our media, inside our newsrooms. So I think maybe the new way of journalism, of investigation journalism, isn't to have a direct contact with ugly guys. I think the future is maybe inside our newsrooms.
But it could be a dangerous future.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that we are on the beginning of a war between journalism and organized crime.
The wheels of justice move slowly in Slovakia, but the trial of Marian Kočner and his alleged co-conspirators is the highest priority criminal case in Slovak history, and a trial could begin within months. Allegations of state capture, of Slovakia being a mafia state where journalists can be murdered for asking questions, have already brought down a prime minister, and the fallout from the Kuciak case continues. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.